Welcome to the Sliders and Curveballs podcast. My name is Mike, and I'm here with my son, Joseph.
Together, we are learning sports one game at a time.
...45 minutes to game time, and it's on. Porzingis is here. Tatum just warmed up. Doncic, the ankle is okay. He's out here firing away. Tatum and Brown just warmed up. Derek White is taking some shots from the logo. And we're ready. Look at Porzingis. My goodness, he looks like the Eiffel Tower out here. We have a true unicorn. Doncic, 25 years old in about 2 days. Ankle looks fine. The stars are all out. We just took an excellent picture with Mr. Mike Gorman. Told him that we have loved all his calls over the years. We're hoping that the Celtics bring him an 18th banner in his final swan song. Told him we enjoyed all of his years covering the Big East. Doesn't get to watch as much college basketball as he used to. But he definitely feels that UConn has an excellent chance of running it back. So he was gracious enough to take a couple of pictures with myself and Joseph. It's Friday night here in the Garden, and we're delighted to be able to bring you part two of Cool Hand Luka. We hope he goes for 50, but the Celtics win by one. Stay tuned for Sounds of the Game from the TD. I'm here with my beautiful wife, Renee. Renee, how excited are you to finally see Luka Doncic and... Ooh, here come the boos for the Mavericks.
Let's go!
The Mavericks are getting the boos as they take the floor. How dare they interrupt my segment. How excited are you to see Luka and Porzingis?
Well, you know, I'm really excited to see Porzingis. Last time we came, he wasn't available, so he was on the DL list. And now with Luka, I can't believe it. He looks like my neighbor. He just looks like somebody rolled out of bed, having fun, and just, like, messing around at practice. I'm like, this is the guy, the number one person? I don't get it. But anyway, let's go Celtics!
Celtics are getting ready to come out next. Luka is on the floor, officially in the lineup. He's playing. He's up there. Lively crowd here in Boston, only probably about half full right now. Joseph, who scores more points tonight, Luka or Tatum?
Luka's going to go for 70 and he still loses.
Who scores more points, Jaylen Brown or Kyrie Irving?
Screw Kyrie, Jaylen Brown.
All righty, this is a PG podcast now. Mind your manners, Joe. Minutes to go before tip. Kyrie finally shows his face in the arena to a loud ovation of boos, and he deserves it. You can't say that you want to play the rest of your career in Boston in front of these passionate, well knowledgeable fans and then turn your back on them. You're never going to live it down. And then he goes ahead and plays up to the crowd, you know, a few years ago, and he, you know, steps his foot on center court like he's putting out a cigarette. Well, then the rest of your time coming to visit Boston, you're going to get, you know, booed for life. And I hope he, you know, gets the business every single time he takes a shot tonight. We only got love for one guy in a Duke uniform, and that's Jason Tatum. Sorry.
country with the presentation of our nation's colors. Tonight, colors are being presented by the Northeast High School Junior ROTC Honor Guard. And now, for the singing of our national anthem, she has amassed over 2 billion views online of her comedy and music videos. Please welcome singer and social media artist, Sheena Melwani.
Let's go! Both teams start off red hot. Drew Holiday, three threes in a row. Porzingis, 10 points. And Doncic with 7.
Kristaps with 10.
And Celtics lead 18 to 11. This place is absolutely packed. The corners, 321 to the rafters. Kyrie finally gets one to go. He's like 0 for 7 from the floor. Every time he touches the ball or even looks at the ball, he gets booed. My guy Derek White with a nice bucket. Tatum sitting on a zero right now. Oh. 7 minutes to go in the first quarter. Tatum sitting on a zero, but everybody else scoring nicely. Yes. And one. Two fouls on Doncic. Who?
Little Funk.
And the drink of the night is the Tiki Rum Mai Tai by Cutwater. It's tasty. Boston 38, Dallas 32 at the end of the first quarter. Shockingly, Jason Tatum has not scored from the field. Only 2 free throws. Porzingis having a nice game. Doncic with 2 fouls, getting anything he wants. He's got, what, 14? He's got almost half of his season average after a quarter. What ankle problem. Nice to see all the stars playing for once. Stay with us on the Sliders and Curveballs podcast. Two minutes to go in the half. Celtics up 62 to 50. Jaylen Brown dunks it home off of a major flush. Al Horford still got it. And I'm impressed with Doncic. He's silky smooth. Smooth as butter. He's a willing passer. Big time scorer. Celtics with a 12-point lead. We're just over halftime. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. 77-74 Boston. And Doncic almost has a triple-double. 25 points, 9 rebounds, and 9 assists. It's silky smooth. It's like a snake charmer lulling you to sleep. You don't know what's going to happen, and then all of a sudden it strikes you on the throat and kills you. He's impossible to deal with on the court. Celtics holding a small advantage. And they have 4 starters in double figures. Celtics 112, Dallas 94. Jaylen Brown 25. Derek White just hits a three. Tatum, always, you can count on Tatum. He's matched Doncic. Tatum, right there, with 26. Doncic's got 30, 11, and 10. And the Celtics lead 112 to 94 with 8 minutes to go. So happy to see the Stars playing on a Friday night. The Stars are out. It's been an epic battle. 4 minutes to go. Boston 121, Dallas 103. Doncic has 37, Tatum with 29. Make that Tatum 32. The Stars are shining bright. They have 70 combined. What more do you want?
A win, that's what I want.
The cut, wow.
I didn't come to see them lose.
Kyrie sucks chants are coming out. And it is a party in Boston. Horford puts the nail in the coffin. Horford, 17-year veteran. Renee said she didn't come from Connecticut to see a loss, and she is not going to. Celtics up by 24. Renee's got the peekaboo shirt on. I'm sitting next to her, tight quarters, and she says that my armpits feel like what?
104 degrees is like back off.
140 degrees. A lot of the ladies say that I'm hot stuff, but you heard it here first on the Sliders and Curveballs podcast. Joe, what do you think of the game?
It's amazing and electric.
And did you get the scoring prediction right?
Yes.
Right now, Tatum with 32, 8, and 3. But his team is up by almost a quarter. 24 points. Celtics rolling, getting ready to win 10 in a row. So happy to see the Stars play. I was worried at 2 a.m. last night in Connecticut, but guess what? The Stars have aligned. Finally, we're able to see the Stars come out and play here at the TD Garden. 3 minutes to go here in Boston.
Sorry, Uncle Lou, you're not getting to see what we're seeing tonight.
Sorry, Uncle Lou, you saw the Clippers game where the Celtics scored 39 points at the half. Uncle Lou, you're the kiss of death.
Some people call that bad luck.
They even put their horrible people in there.
Kyrie sucks! Kyrie sucks! Kyrie sucks!
Kyrie sucks!
Kyrie sucks!
Kyrie sucks! Now, I heard the spot to go to for the after party, and don't share this with our tens and tens of fans, is Ward 8. We might get a cab to Ward 8. It's supposed to be some incredible American food, open till 2 a.m. Let's see.
We got free Big Macs.
Meanwhile, they're giving away Big Macs at the arena. Celtics up bid. So happy to podcast.
Not so big. Don't get crazy.
I am crazy. It's a 23-point lead. Don't you know how to do math?
This is sports. It's anything is possible.
There's 3 minutes to go in the game, Renee.
Anything is possible.
Oh, yeah.
It's not over until it's over. Did they just call him senior? That's offensive.
Joe had about 16 ounces of Coke.
It's, souvenir.
It's 10 of 10 in the souvenir glass. Hopefully he'll make it till midnight. He's got a game tomorrow, Travel League, final weekend.
Here's an extra post.
He just recently passed away. It's the white guy with the afro.
Can you hold this for 2 seconds?
Celtics 138, Dallas 110. Excellent game. The stars all shined. Fantastic. There goes that word again. Friday night at the TD Garden. Post-game recap at the restaurant. Celtics win. Drive up from Connecticut. Get that W on a Friday night. Thank you so much for being with us. Let's see if we can catch a cab with all these fans. All righty, we are in Ward 8. Nice little restaurant, just off the beaten path. Apparently it was an old jail. Absolutely packed. I said two and one of them wants to stay the night. Joseph didn't get a kick out of that. Gonna chow down on some appetizers, have a few drinks. Celtics rolled tonight. They looked really good. Doncic looked fantastic. Once again, we're thrilled. When you only come to two or three games a year from out of state, you want to see the stars play. We're thankful that John Doncic played this week. Kyrie actually had a pretty good game, even though he's getting booed. I mean, if I was him, I would stay home in Dallas. I mean, the fans are relentless every time he touches the ball. Brown played well. Porzingis played fantastic. Tatum had a sleepy first quarter, but then ended up dominating the last three quarters. Derek White had a little bit of a slow night. But the team overall played really well, and they blew Dallas out. 10-game winning streak was fun with the family after being really worried that this game was going to end up being a flop because nobody wants to pay these types of prices and then have no Doncic play. So we're really excited that we got a chance to see him. Leading scorer in the NBA, possibly the MVP. But who knows? Maybe the MVP is on the Boston Celtics. You have to take some high consideration into a guy that has spread his game around, who is helping the number one record in the regular season, and is helping his other teammates get their share. That means a lot. I'm hoping that this team will continue to do fantastic in the playoffs, as I'm hoping that my UConn Huskies will do. I always say that it's about matchups, great health, and playing well. Well, in the NBA, it's the same thing. But it's not one and done. It's a series. So although a team can get lucky in the NCAA tournament, in a 7-game series, you got to beat Joker. You have to have Porzingis to do it. I would love to see that be the finals. Can a Tatum and a Brown and a Porzingis beat Aaron Gordon, the Joker, and Murray? Maybe. That would be a great finals. We will see. But it was a thrill in Boston. The family is taking a look at the menu. We're going to get a few appetizers and enjoy the night. Thank you so much for being with us in Boston. Another Sounds of the Game, a diary on the Sliders and Curveballs podcast. We appreciate all of our fans. Make sure that you enjoy life's moments and you buy some tickets with your loved ones. You can't get this sitting at home.